Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see, connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And thank you for joining us for our lesson today called To Post or Not to Post. Well, it is a question that many people have. Some people like to post everything about their lives online. Of course, today there are many social networks. You can post things about yourself all over the place. So what kinds of things do you like to post online? Maybe you don't like to post anything online, but maybe you do. Carolyn, do you post anything online? And if so, what?
Well, there are a few things I like to post online. A lot of my friends have birthdays, and I like to wish them a happy birthday and post something so that they can see it and know that I'm thinking about them.
Well, that is very sweet, of course. It's good to show your friends that you care about them, and you can do that online. For me, I don't really post much. Sometimes I'll post a picture if I think it is interesting or if it means something to me. But otherwise, I don't post a whole lot online. So our lesson today is to post or not to post. Let's enjoy a conversation between two friends.
To post or not to post. How much do you share online? Julie and Susan are eating lunch together at a cafe. Susan takes out her phone and starts taking pictures of her food.
Wow, you sure are taking a lot of pictures. You must really like the presentation of the food.
I do. The heart-shaped sandwich is really cute. I want to update my status so my friends can see it too. Do you want me to take pictures of your food for you?
No, that's okay. I don't usually post stuff like that online. If people really want to know what I had for lunch, they can ask me.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. Do you tweet? Or maybe Facebook? How much do you share? In this month's Point of View article, we'll be joining Julie and Susan as they discuss how much is maybe too much. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Presentation. Presentation is a noun. The apartment we looked at wasn't very large, but its presentation was beautiful. Status. Status is a noun. What is the status of your college applications? Worth one's while. Worth one's while is an idiom. After seeing it yourself, do you think that movie was worth your while? Scroll. Scroll is a verb. Can you scroll down the page a little more slowly? Your more information word is crater. Crater is a noun. How connected are you to social media? Think about that as we dive right into our article.
Well, we are having a very interesting conversation with Julie and Susan, two girls who are sitting down for lunch. At the beginning, we see Julie and Susan are eating lunch together at a cafe. Susan takes out her phone and starts taking pictures of her food. Oh, well, this seems like pretty normal behavior. I see people doing this all the time, don't you, Gabe?
Well, it's true, yeah. Whether you're at a cafe drinking coffee or eating something simple, or if you're at a nice fancy restaurant, a lot of people like to take out their smartphones or even just their regular cell phones and take pictures of their food. And then they put those pictures online.
That's right. Well, we have a conversation with Julie and Susan. Which one would you like to read, Gabe?
Let's see. Julie, Susan. Ah, I'll be Julie. Can I be Julie?
Okay, you can be Julie. Go right ahead.
Okay. Wow, you sure are taking a lot of pictures.
Oh, great. Well, you sure are taking a lot of pictures. There's a nice little phrase there. You sure are doing something. Let's look at that for a moment before we continue the conversation. If you sure are doing something, you are emphasizing what is going on. Mm-hmm. It is certainly happening. Gabe, how might you use this?
Well, you could say, wow, you're eating a lot. You sure are hungry. Or, oh my goodness, that sure is a big elephant. And in the conversation just now with Julie and Susan, there was a waiter, and he sure was a handsome waiter.
So you can use this phrase, sure are, to say that something is true. It is definite. And it seems like there are a lot of pictures being taken since Julie says you sure are taking a lot of pictures. Well, now we sure do need to go see Steve and Ken in the information cloud to learn a little something else.
Hey, Steve, let me ask you this. What do you think of when you hear the word bug?
I think of insects.
Okay, that's one meaning. Another meaning of bug is a person who has an interest or enthusiasm for something.
Ah, yes. When tacked on at the end of certain words, a fun new descriptive word is created.
Okay, let's tack bug onto the end of the word shutter, which is that mechanism that lets light into a camera.
Perfect example. The new word is shutterbug, and it describes an amateur photographer who has a lot of enthusiasm for taking pictures, just like Susan in today's lesson.
Okay, we all know what litter is, right? It's the trash and garbage that you see on the streets or in parks. Add the word bug to litter and you get litterbug, which is a person who wouldn't think twice about throwing trash in public places.
Okay, one more. What happens when we place bug at the end of the word cuddle, which means to hold close in an affectionate way for comfort or warmth?
We get cuddlebug. We sometimes use cuddlebug to describe an infant who delights in being hugged and held by mom and dad.
And if your pet dog or cats display this kind of behavior, you can call them cuddlebugs too.
Bug 这个字有多重的意思，我们今天来看一个口语的用法。如果要形容一个摄影迷，我们可以用 shutterbug。shutter 是照相机上的快门 ，bug 用来表示狂热者或是有某种癖好的人。像今天课文里 ，Susan 就是个 shutterbug。另外 ，litterbug 是乱丢纸屑的人 ，cuddlebug 是一个喜欢被cuddle 拥抱的人，通常用来形容小婴孩或是小狗小猫。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you guys. Well, we were in the middle of Julie's line, and I will continue being Julie. Here I go. You must really like the presentation of the food.
Oh, the word presentation is right there. Oh, that's a great word. The presentation of the food. And that is a word from our word bank. The presentation is the way something looks. So it's not that you are watching a presentation, you are watching something happening, but the way that the food is presented on the plate. How else could you use this, Gabe?
Well, sometimes maybe you give a speech and for part of your speech, you give out a piece of paper to each of your classmates. And maybe you did something special to make that piece of paper look cool or interesting. That is the presentation of your piece of paper. The presentation looks interesting. But usually I do think of food when I use this word presentation, because sometimes going to eat something is not just about the taste, but also about how the cook makes it look after they give you the food.
That's right. Well, okay. I suppose I will be Susan, and continuing with Susan. I do. The heart-shaped sandwich is really cute. I want to update my status so my friends can see it too.
Wait a minute. Before you continue there, Susan, Carolyn, I would like to update all of our friends here about some, English words. One English word in this sentence is the word update. If you update something, that means you are making it new or up to date so that people can tell it happened recently. So here we see a word bank word. It is status. You can update your status online. Carolyn, what's your status?
Well, your status is what you are doing. Mm-hmm. So what you are doing, you want to update it so that people know what you're doing now instead of what you were doing 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a very different change in your current status.
That's right. Now, of course, nowadays, when you think of the word status, you might think of Facebook or Twitter. And there's a little question that it might ask you. You have a space you can write your status in. It's what you are doing most recently or what you are thinking about. That is your status. And of course, you can also post pictures in that status space. I also think of this word in another way, maybe a marital status. If you are married, that's your status. Or maybe you're not married, you're single. That is also a kind of status.
That's right. Well, okay, continuing with Susan's line now. Do you want me to take pictures of your food for you?
Great question. No, that's okay. I don't usually post stuff like that online. If people really want to know what I had for lunch, they can ask me.
Oh, well, so it seems like Julie and Susan are having a little bit of a disagreement.
Mm-hmm.
But now it is time for us to join Michelle in the language lab.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点我们来看 presentation 这个名词。我们看到这个字里面有 present, 展现这个动词，所以 presentation 在这里是指呈现或展示当不可数的名词。例如 the presentation of a dish determines how the customers perceive it. 菜肴的摆盘决定客人如何看这道菜。presentation 也指介绍或报告。例如Jonathan prepared a lot of charts for his presentation. Jonathan 为他的报告准备了很多的图表。继续我们来看的是 status 这个名词。status 在今天的课文中是指个人在社群中的状态。例如 ,Patrick constantly checks the status of his friends on Facebook. Patrick 不断地在 Facebook 上检视朋友们的状态。status 也可以指状况。例如 ,the financial status of the company is getting worse. 这家公司的财务状况越来越糟。
Our lesson today is called To Post or Not to Post. And so far we've been enjoying a conversation between Susan and Julie. They're both at a cafe, both enjoying coffee or a meal, and Susan gets a heart-shaped sandwich. And she starts taking a picture of her sandwich. She wants to post this picture online. Well, we already found out that Julie and Susan don't really agree about doing this.Susan thinks it's a great idea, but Julie doesn't just want to post just anything online. We're going to continue finding out more in the rest of their conversation for today.
To post or not to post.
But posting your meals is a great way to start conversations with your friends. And...It helps you find new places to eat as well.
Maybe, but to me, that sort of information isn't worth my while. It's a waste of time for me to post about it. Not to mention that it wastes my friends' time when they scroll through their updates.
It's not a big deal. If people don't want to see my post, they can just skip it. What sort of things do you like to share online?
Well, I don't post many updates. I like to check what my friends are doing. But me, I usually just post about major events or things that catch my interest.
Well, it sounds like Julie and Susan have some different ideas about what they should and shouldn't post online. So let's go back to Susan's line, and I will continue being Susan.
Good idea.
Yes. Okay, great. But posting your meals is a great way to start conversations with your friends, and it helps you find new places to eat as well.
Interesting. Before we continue finding out what Julie says, let's talk about that phrase to start a conversation. How do you start conversations? How do you begin a conversation with somebody? Well, maybe you might want to talk about photos. That could be a good conversation starter. Do you agree with this, Carolyn?
Well, it could be a pretty good way to start a conversation with your friends online. If you post a picture and then someone sees it and they think, wow, where did you take that picture? Mm-hmm. That's so cool. I want to go there too. Can you tell me more about it? It could be a very good way to start a conversation with someone.
That's right, and I think that's what Susan is thinking here. It helps you find new places to eat as well. Maybe not just eating, but maybe if someone went somewhere interesting and you see a photo of it, you might want to go there as well. Interesting. Very good, Susan. Okay, Julie will continue. And that's me for now. Maybe, but to me, that sort of information isn't worth my while.
Oh, it's not worth your while?
Mm-mm.
Oh, so what does that really mean? This is from our word bank today. Worth your while, worth one's while. And that means that it's worth your time. You want to spend time doing something if it's worth your while. Can you think of anything that might be worthwhile, Gabe?
Might be worthwhile. I like that. You kind of put those two words together into one word. If something is worthwhile, that means it's worth spending time doing. For example, maybe you're sick and you don't want to go to the doctor. You hate going to the doctor, but your friend tells you it might be worth your while to visit the doctor. You might get better more quickly and then you can continue on with life. It might be worth your while to do that.
That's right. It's also worth your while to learn something new. Maybe learning a new language, maybe studying English is worth your while because it gives you a great new skill. But it does take time, so you have to spend time doing it. It is worth your while. Well, okay, Julie, sorry we have interrupted you again. Please continue.
Right, we're finding out that something is not worth Julie's time. She continues, it's a waste of time for me to post about it. Not to mention that it wastes my friends' time when they scroll through their updates.
Great, so your friends have to scroll through their updates.
Mm-hmm.
They have to look at them one by one. And usually when we see this word scroll, I think of something on a computer or an electronic device.
Mm-hmm.
And you just kind of go down the page and you look at the information.
That's right. Usually I think of a computer or maybe even a tablet or your smartphone. You can scroll up or you can scroll down on the screen to find out what is at the top or what is at the bottom. So you can scroll through your friends' updates or your friends' statuses or whatever is on their Facebook page or what's online. You can scroll up or scroll down.
All right. Well, Susan has the next line in response to Julie. It's not a big deal. If people don't want to see my post, they can just skip it.
Well, wait a minute. Wait, hold on a second.
Oh.
Hold on a second. It's not a big deal. What does that mean? Well, if something is not a big deal, that means it's not important. Maybe it's not something that you should spend a lot of time thinking about. It's not good or it's not bad. It's just not a big deal at all.
That's right. And they can just skip it.
Mm-hmm.
They can ignore that it is there. Well, okay, what sort of things do you like to share online?
Well, that's a good question, Susan. And Julie says, well, I don't post many updates. I like to check what my friends are doing. But me, I usually just post about major events or things that catch my interest.
Oh, so it sounds like Julie doesn't post too many things, but she's interested in what her friends are doing, but only posts things that catches her interest. So what does that phrase mean, Gabe, to catch your interest?
Yeah, that's a great phrase. If something catches your interest, that means it interests you. You want to find out more about it. Maybe you just see something that you want to find out more about. It catches your interest. So it sounds like Julie likes to find out things about other people's lives through their photos, but she doesn't want to post too many of her own. Very interesting.
Well, it is interesting, and now it's time for us to watch a review skit, and then we'll join Michelle in the language lab.
Wow, this restaurant is really nice.
Yes, it is. Let me take some pictures.
Okay, I'm smiling.
Well, I don't want a picture of you. I want a picture of the pizza.
What for?
I want to update my status online, and I want all my friends to see it.
Why?
Well, so they'll know about the pizza here, and maybe they'll want to start a conversation.
I don't post things like that.
Why not?
It's a waste of my time and my friends' time. Who wants to scroll through all those updates?
My friends do, and if they don't, it's not a big deal. They can just skip it.
That sort of information isn't worth my while.
So, what kinds of things do you post online?
Actually, I don't post many updates. I only post major events.
Only major events?
Sometimes I post things that catch my interest.
Oh, okay.
Of course, I do check to see what my friends are doing.
Well, that's good. So, what are your friends doing now?
Well, Jim is eating spaghetti, and Betty is eating a sandwich, and Mike is having noodles.
How fun!
And we're eating pizza!
Yeah!
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 worth once while 这个成语。 Worth 是指值得的。 While 是指一段时间, 所以 worth once while 是指值得自己花时间的。 例如, I like shopping online. I think shopping at department stores isn't worth my while. 我喜欢在网络上购物, 认为去百货公司逛街是浪费时间。 这个句子也可以用在对方的身上, 例如, Come with me to the gym. I promise I'll make it worth your while. 跟我去健身房, 我保证会让你觉得值回票价的。 所以我们看的是 scroll 这个动词， scroll 在这里是指在电脑或手机荧幕上滑动或滚动。 例如， I scrolled down and found the file， 我在荧幕上往下移动找到了档案。 或者是 Sam scrolled down to the end of the document， Sam 往下移滑动到文件的最后。 scroll 也可以当名词，意思是卷轴。 例如， The archaeologists found some scrolls with an ancient language when they were working at that site. 考古学家在场地工作的时候发现了写着古老语言的卷轴。 And let's head back to our teachers now.
We've been listening to a small debate between Julie and Susan at this cafe about what sort of things they should be posting online, and they seem to have very different opinions. So I wonder, who do you agree with so far in this conversation? Gabe, are you more like Susan or Julie?
I think I'm a bit more like Julie, actually. I don't post too many things online, but I do find it interesting looking through my friends' photos and statuses to see what they're talking about or what they are posting. What about you, Carolyn?
Well, I'm also fairly similar to Julie, but it is interesting the arguments Susan is making. Well, we will continue this conversation tomorrow right here on Studio Classroom. See you then.
Goodbye.
Junfan heard his uncle talking about a foreign girl being kidnapped. Could the foreign girl be Sherry Harris?
June Fan saw the taxi driver grab me off the street and push me into the back of a taxi. Then he heard his gangster uncle, the evil Lin Un Lai, talking to someone about kidnapping a foreign girl and keeping her locked up.
Jason, we have to move fast. I've got a feeling that Sherry is in big trouble.
What do you mean, big trouble?
I'll explain on the way. Come on.
On the way to where?
I'll tell you later. I've got to make a few phone calls first.
Fine. I'll just stand here and make myself feel really scared. Is that it? Who are you calling?
I'm calling my friend Feng Yi at her hotel. Hello? I would like to speak to Jen Feng Yi in room 138. Okay, I'll hold. Hi, Feng Yi. It's Jun Fan. I met you at the Toastmasters Club earlier today. Right. We're meeting for dinner tonight.
Lucky for me, it didn't take long for Jun Fan to start putting the pieces of the puzzle together. If I wasn't with Feng Yi, and I wasn't at the hotel, I was probably in trouble.
Feng Yi, I need you to call the police.
Whoa! Now wait just one minute! What's this about the police?
Not now, Jason. Sorry. Yes, call the police and tell them that Lin Un Lai is back in the country and causing trouble.
What's going on here?
Tell them he's at the family farm. They'll know where it is. Thanks. And don't worry, Feng Yi. I'll call you as soon as I know anything. Okay? Bye.
Join us next time for more of The Stranger.